Report, Biden admin made airports less safe using them to house migrants. By Hannah Knudsen on November 25, 2025. The Biden administration made airports less safe, using some of them to house migrants, a report released by the Senate Commerce Committee revealed. The report, titled Flight Risk, detailed the Biden administration's open border policies and found that they made airports and aviation less secure in three ways, specifically. As one example, the report revealed that airports in three blue cities, namely John F. Kennedy International Airport, JFK in New York, Logan International Airport, Logan, in Boston, and O'Hare International Airport, O'Hare, in Chicago, each actually housed hundreds of aliens in airport terminals or buildings, receiving federal grants. Additionally, the report claims that the Biden administration pressured other airports as well, all while attempting to divert the Department of Transportation, DOT, and its agencies away from their statutory missions to instead facilitate the administration's radical immigration policies. Further, the Biden White House, through the FAA, pressured Logan, O'Hare, and at least eight other airports to house more illegal aliens as they arrived in the United States. When asked by the administration to house aliens, the Massachusetts Port Authority, Massport, Logan Airport's operator, insisted that doing so would pose security and operational risks. The FAA, along with Democratic state and local officials, overruled Massport's warnings and allowed aliens to sleep overnight in Logan Airport terminals for more than a year. The committee also found that the TSA used what it described as unreliable data from the CBP-1 application to verify the identities of aliens, while the Biden administration also diverted federal air marshals away from keeping the flying public safe and instead sent them to the southern border where illegal immigration had ballooned because of the administration's open border immigration policies. Read the full report here. While our military veterans were sleeping on the streets, Biden and Buttigieg cared more about housing illegal immigrants in our airports for free. Zero regard for the safety of American citizens. Unbelievable, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said of the explosive report, thanking President Donald Trump for ending the chaos and prioritizing Americans. The report comes as the Trump administration continues to focus on America First policies, which include prioritizing Americans over foreigners, including criminal illegal aliens, whom Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, is taking off the street daily. Related, Vance, securing America's borders is the humanitarian thing to do for the entire world.